New York City's gay community got a scare last week as health officials announced that a man was infected with a drug-resistant strain of HIV. The man was a user of the drug known as crystal methamphetamine, or crystal meth. And many in the gay community already knew about a link between the use of crystal meth and an increase in risky sexual behavior. But the appearance of this new strain has people talking. Richard Hake of member station WNYC visited Manhattan's predominantly gay Chelsea neighborhood.
Just off 8th Avenue, the main drag in Chelsea, young gay men gather in a lounge called Barracuda. Some are meeting up with friends on the sofas in the back. One group is celebrating a birthday along the bar, and others lean and pose against the back wall. They check each other out through the dim reddish-colored lighting. Some will meet and exchange phone numbers for a date. Others will go home for sex. 29-year-old Tom Marquis is single and hangs out in New York's gay clubs. He has seen a rise in crystal meth use over the past year.
I just think it's a lot more commonly used and accepted than probably people actually think it is. It's becoming ridiculous. It's like people get so bored with what they're doing that they try to go on to the next drug.
Health officials say using the highly addictive crystal meth makes users feel invincible and lowers inhibitions. In turn, they are less likely to use a condom. Chelsea resident Todd Silver remembers the AIDS scare in the 80s and 90s and doesn't understand why people would risk having unprotected sex.
Now everyone's very, let's just and I don't think they really realize what I noticed in the early 80s of death, decay, so it's returning in this weird strain.
Other patrons allege health officials are using a single drug-resistant case to create a scare. But others, like Brian Smith of Astoria, Queens, say people have become blasé about safe sex.
You know what? Thank God. Because now these queens will maybe step back and take a look and see that, you know what? Maybe this isn't such a good idea.
And gay men aren't only hooking up in the clubs. The crystal meth scene has moved online. Dr. Jose Nanin from the Center for HIV Educational Studies and Training at Hunter College has done extensive research on the correlation between club drugs and the rise in HIV transmission.
They're getting online asking if other men use these drugs and if they want to use these drugs when having sex.
Postings on websites like manhunt.net and craigslist.com include catchphrases like PNP for party and play, or code words for drugs like Tina, ice, and snow. Within minutes, with the exchange of pictures and addresses, you can find sex partners or even private sex parties. Although Nanin cautions that this behavior is evident in a very small part of the gay population.
Most of the men in our community are practicing safer sex. Otherwise, the numbers would be staggering as far as HIV infections and the rates of crystal use and the rates of other club drug use.
Nevertheless, Nanin hopes further research and public information will bring about the practice of safer sex. Daniel Carlson is the co-founder of HIV Forum New York City. His group is using images of attractive men to show that being drug-free is cool.
You don't have to do crystal meth to hang out with sexy, glamorous, and hip people.
Recent bus shelter advertising in the Chelsea neighborhood displayed a disco ball with the slogan, "Buy crystal, get HIV for free." For NPR News, I'm Richard Hake in New York.